Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Michelle Finn, the Senior Vice President with HMG, which stands for Hospitality Media Group, also in charge of the BDNY show. Michelle, how you doing?
Hey, fine, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Looking forward to the show. It's 2 weeks away. A couple things about this show. It is November the 12th and the 13th. It's a two-day show, and that's really all a show ever needs to be. And it's also a very dense show, meaning that you've got 125,000 square feet and you put 600 exhibitors in there. So you can walk up and down those aisles and the booths are not that big and you get to see everybody without walking 10 miles to see the show. It's at the Javits Center in New York City. Tell us a little bit about, for those people that maybe are already planning to go, some things they've definitely got to go check out, things not to miss.
We're excited about the attendance this year. We're tracking to reach our goal of 7,800 attendees, design professionals, and that excludes all of our exhibitors. So we're excited about that. And this trade fair also attracts a lot of hospitality ownership groups and brands that are headquartered in the sort of northeast quadrant. So we're definitely excited about that. And for people who don't know about Boutique Design New York, we are a hospitality design fair focusing on design and architecture. And our exhibitors represent design elements that you'd find in a hotel environment.
Yeah, let me point out a couple of things. You know, there's really two shows today that focus on the hospitality market. And a key point you made, you being in New York, you're right there around the headquarters of a lot of these big brands. And you're also Eastern United States, which is a larger percentage of the population. So you've got hospitality design in Las Vegas every year, and then you've got your show, and you're one of the fastest growing shows when you consider all shows. And definitely you're probably the faster of the two in the hospitality business, wouldn't you say?
Yes, definitely. I mean, we do things a little bit differently, but I think what happened is we became bigger, we became more relevant, and due to our location, I mean, there's two things. It's a lot easier for, you know, companies like Hilton, Choice, Marriott to attend BDNY, and at the same time, we're delivering, which we think is like a higher quality of content, perhaps a better trade fair experience. For us, it's all about the trade fair floor, less about what's going on outside of the trade fair.
Yeah, let me comment a couple things. One of the things that you have these special exhibit areas, and you get designers that are like on top of their game, like Tricia Wilson, and Tricia partners with two or three companies, whether it be a furniture company, a flooring company, and so she incorporates those products into a knock-your-socks-off hospitality, whether it be a public space area, a bar, a restaurant, and it's really neat to see that. And then the exhibit spaces are small, so everything's done in pretty tight quarters. It works really well.
We call them design spaces, and they serve as areas for inspiration, learning. We do have sessions within these spaces, and networking. This year, we have five spaces. They're all 1,000 square feet, and they're created sort of as bars, lounges, and they serve kind of as neighborhoods because there's a lot of excitement within these areas. And this year, we're pretty excited about Marriott International is doing one of the design spaces, as well as Design Pool, in collaboration with Delta Hotels, which is part of Marriott. We're also excited for the Getty's Group. They have an amazing space. And the Getty's Group is based in Chicago. And Wilson Red, as you mentioned, Tricia Wilson, collaborating with Cobra Coda. The fifth design space is being completed, designed by Stonehill and Taylor.
So that's a neat part of it. And as you say, you have speakers. And if you go to your website and scroll, I don't know how you get, it's a two-day show, and the number of speakers you've got there, I mean, all of the major properties are represented. Most of the famous design firms are represented. You get what's roughly about 60 people in some kind of a speaking format over a two-day period.
Kemp, one of the interesting sessions that your audience would be interested in attending is Mastering Spec Writing, which is specifically on carpet. This is the first time we've done this, and we're really excited about this. And it's really talking about writing the perfect specification, which is key to on-time, on-budget, and on-target design.
All right, that should be interesting. We just did an article in Floor Focus, the November issue, and we looked at the number of available rooms and the occupancy this year, and it looks like the hospitality business is peaking. They've never seen numbers like they're having this year.
It's a very strong market right now. Mm-hmm. It's cyclical, so some people thought the market was starting to peak, as you said, and then going down. But we don't see that happening right now, nor do many people in our industry that report on this. You know, companies like Smith Travel Research and Lodging Econometrics. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited about hospitality. It's a great time to be in the market. And We're excited about some segments of the market, particularly soft brands.
Right. We did a whole section on that.
We're seeing an increase in the number of soft brands. Everybody's building, developing, reconcepting soft brands. Yeah. And that would be like Marriott Autograph and Hilton's Curio.
So it's a boutique type of unique brand that's tied to a bigger brand, but they don't talk about their relationship, but they do use their reservation systems. So,
which is huge. Yeah. That's a really big benefit of the major brands getting into the soft brands. That's an advantage, we think. But it's interesting because our fair name is boutique design.
Right.
And while we serve the broader industry of hospitality design, our focus still tends to be somewhat on boutique and lifestyle, which is also trends, which is also leading the marketplace.
So what effect are the millennials having on hotels now?
And that's probably a bigger discussion. I think what hotels did was adapt to sort of millennials and how they think. And one of the things that comes into play is technology. That segment group is so much more savvy on technology than, let's say, the baby boomers. So technology is important and a communal or social aspect, creating hotel experience. And they tend to be more social than the baby boomers. And hence, you're starting to see the lobby experience reinvented.
So you have smaller guest rooms and larger social spaces.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're about to run out of time. I just want to make sure that we've got everybody ginned up to go to New York, November the 12th and the 13th for BDNY 8th edition this year. It's great to talk to you, Michelle. Again, we're talking to Michelle Finn, the head of the show, also the senior vice president with Hospitality Media Group. And you've been listening to Kemphar and Floridelli.net.